Generative AI? Not for us. I feel like generative AI is everywhere these days. When I create a video on StreamYard, it asks me if I want its AI to create a thumbnail image. When I compose a newsletter on MailChimp, it prompts me with an option to write the message with AI, and so on. Frankly, I'm not interested. Stillmire Games does not, has not, and will not use any form of AI to replace or augment creative work. If we're creating something we want, it built from the ground up by talented people from different backgrounds, perspectives, and cultures, not an algorithm. Part of the conversation resulting from this article is about how there are commonly used tools like in Adobe Photoshop that artists use to touch up illustrations, which I support. Are they AI? Not necessarily, but they are augmentations. Much of this article is about those gray areas. Despite this commitment, I also admit that AI has impacted Stillmire Games for years, as our digital games feature AI opponents. Have you played Scythe Digital, Wingspan Digital, Charterstone Digital, or others? Odds are you've played against the AI. Not really generative AI, but certainly in the same realm. With this in mind, I recently polled Stillmire ambassadors to see how they're feeling about generative AI. I first asked about their general response to generative AI in tabletop games. I said, how do you feel about generative AI and game publishers? The results surprised me a little bit. I expected more people to strongly oppose the use of generative AI, especially with the recent uproar about terraforming Mars and the new version of Puerto Rico. Yet, this is somewhat in line with what I've seen about eco-friendliness. About a third of people like the idea of it, but the quality of the game comes first. So in the chart, there's around 38% of people who say I'm strongly against publishers using generative AI. 31% say I'm against publishers using generative AI, but it won't stop me from getting an amazing game. And it's also notable, however, that only 8% of respondents said with no disclaimers that they support the use of generative AI. I asked about this before making our stance clear in the question that followed. The question said, at Stillmire Games, we do not have not and will not use any form of AI to replace or augment creative work. The only connection of AI to Stillmire Games is in digital versions of our games where you can play against the computer instead of human opponents, which I'm open to using for brute force playtesting in the future, in addition to human playtesters. How do you feel about our stance? I don't think a single person who responded to this question said that they believe that we should use generative AI, though around 7% of people said that our approach might be short-sighted. 75% of people said, I fully support this stance, and the 7% said short-sighted, and there was around 16% of people who said that they're just ambivalent. Specifically, I was talking about a future when you can feed a near final prototype into an AI playtest bot and have it spit out 10,000 games worth of data in a few minutes. I don't see this as replacing human playtesters at all, but it could be helpful in identifying circumstantial niche and asymmetric imbalances. None of this changes our overall stance on generative AI, but it's good food for thought, as is the following. First, privilege. We can proudly say that we pay artists for the creation of hundreds of illustrations in a single game. Wormspan, for example, has over 230 unique illustrations by Clementine Campardeau. But what about a first-time designer looking to self-publish their game on a shoestring budget? Generative AI is far from the only option, but I can understand why it might offer a different value proposition to that creator than to Stillmire Games. Prototype art. When I was designing viticulture in 2011 and 2012, I added some temporary placeholder photos from Google image searches to the playtest prototypes so they wouldn't look so plain. Is it any different for a designer to use generative AI to add a little flavor to their prototype? While it isn't, quote, art that we would ever use, I don't mind if someone submits a prototype like this. And last, search engines. A few months ago, we experimented with the addition of a site-specific search engine with an AI foundation. I found it more helpful than a Google search to unearth and summarize older articles on various topics. I've written these twice weekly articles since late 2012, so there's a lot of text to dig through. Ultimately, the search engine's plugin messed too much with the coding of our website, so we removed it. While I'm truly not interested in having AI generate art or text for anything we make at Stillmire Games, I'm interested in the gray areas like those I mentioned above. AI opponents in digital games, brute force playtesting, privileged prototypes in search engines, and beyond. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments. And really, the conversation around this article has been quite varied. This is Jamie in the future, or a few hours in the future after reading all the comments. There are people who fully support this stance. And I should actually really clarify, the article is about my opinion of generative AI. It is not me telling other people or other publishers what to do. This is my approach and our approach. And there were people on some one end of the spectrum that said, all right, I believe it now, but check back in 3 years or 20 years. There are people who said that we are being short-sighted. We are being closed-minded to the evolution of technology. I hear that. I'm open to growing and evolving, but I still think it's important to have a vision and a strong stance on these types of things that impacts people, especially in the creative space. I would love to see AI solve many of the world's problems. I'm truly just I'm not interested in AI creating art. I want to see art created by people. So that's one side of the spectrum. Then there's the other side of the spectrum of people just fully supporting this, and talking about the ethical, the moral perspectives, the impact on the economy and jobs and things like that. So it's a really big conversation, and it's been a really interesting conversation to read about. There are also people who have talked about in the comments, like, they'll say, well, what about, like, someone brought up the Photoshop thing, which wasn't in the original article. Like, is when you have a when you take a photo and you touch it up with Photoshop, is that generative AI? Some of our camera phones now, you can take a photo and they can even like combine multiple photos of the same people to pick the best version of each photo and put it into that photo. That's a pretty complex form of technology. AI maybe not, but really complex technology doing that sort of thing. Even though I'm the one taking the photo, it's editing that photo, it's augmenting it. So there are a lot of gray areas, and this article is really about those gray areas. It's saying that, hey, we have this stance, and yet there are so many gray areas to explore and discuss in hopefully a healthy, constructive way. And that's the conversation that I'm really interested in. So if you have anything to add to it, feel free to check out the Facebook page, or even better, check out the article on our blog and share your opinions there. Thanks.